This is News Talk.
I'll start with the Irish Independent. Financial problems threaten future of Fair Deal. The Fair Deal scheme, which helps elderly people pay for nursing home care, is riddled with unclear cost structures and is susceptible to funding shortfalls, a damning report has found. The country spending watchdog says it is €600 a week more expensive to care for a patient in a state-run facility than in a private home. Despite the huge gap, the HSE has not carried out any formal analysis of the disparity, says the paper. The Controller and Auditor General says it could not locate any criteria from the National Treatment Purchase Fund under which prices charged by operators are assessed. As a result, it is unclear how deals are negotiated. More than 23,000 older and vulnerable people avail of the Fair Deal scheme, which subsidises accommodation, bedding, food, nursing and personal care to assist with day-to-day living. And it costs the state around €1 billion a year. The CNAG also pointed out that funding issues now threaten new admissions to the Fair Deal scheme. The paper also runs with the headline, "Meat factory workers will have to be tested for COVID every week." Around 15,000 meat processing factory workers will be asked to take weekly COVID tests under plans being considered by the government to stop the spread of the virus in the industry. Meat factory workers in the three counties still under local lockdown would be the first to undergo the new testing regime before it's then rolled out nationwide. Serial testing of healthcare workers in nursing homes was also recommenced yesterday in Kildare, Offaly and Laois, and will be extended across the country in the coming days. Also on the paper, Green Party Minister got farm payment of €40,600. It says Junior Minister Pippa Hackett is the biggest farmer in Leinster House, getting the largest cap single farm payment. On the front of the Irish Times, European officials recommend use of selected restrictions amid resurgences. It says Ireland and other European countries experienced a resurgence in COVID cases should consider reinstating selected restrictions to avoid further increases in cases and deaths, according to a new risk assessment by the European Centre for Disease Control. The ECDC says there is a true resurgence in cases in several countries as a result of physical distancing measures being relaxed, and NPHET has warned of that in their recent briefings. Also on the front page, spike in prison hooch seizures during lockdown. Irish prisoners, like much of the rest of the country, took to the drink in a big way during the lockdown. Figures obtained through a Freedom of Information request show seizures of illicit homemade alcohol known as hooch increased almost threefold across the country's 12 prisons in the first half of this year. Between January 1st and July 11th, 541 litres of alcohol were seized. That's an average of almost 90 litres a month. This compares to 395 litres for the whole of last year, or an average of 33 litres a month. Prisoners make alcohol in their cells by fermenting large amounts of sugary fruit obtained from the canteen or prison shop. To the Examiner, experts at odds on plans to open schools. Two of the country's leading health experts are at odds over when schools should reopen, with one saying newly confirmed COVID-19 cases should be near zero and the other maintaining that children are at little risk of spreading the virus. Ronan Glynn, the acting chief medical officer, said that while there will be outbreaks in schools when they reopen, only 2% of all reported cases are children, and it appears they don't transmit very effectively to other children or adults. However, Anthony Staines, an expert in public health and health systems at Dublin City University, says he believes new cases must be sharply reduced if schools are to reopen safely. He says the challenge for planning to reopen schools is that the virus is in the community. Also on the front page, the Taoiseach has been urged to keep the Cork's Event Centre project alive amid fears that fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic now threatens the entire scheme. It also has a story on the front of the paper of a mother of four who says she was shocked to receive anonymous hate mail targeting her children, two of whom have autism. to the tabloids. The Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mirror both lead with Aaron Brady, who yesterday was found guilty of the robbery at the credit union where Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue was shot dead in 2013, while the Herald and the Irish Daily Star lead with the story of a man who died after being hit by a van in Talla. The Irish Daily Mail has on its front page, no one should have to pay for a test. Ireland's health chief and the HSE have said patients should not be charged for out-of-hours COVID-19 assessments, saying free testing is fundamental to managing the pandemic. The message comes after several families were charged by out-of-hours GP services for COVID test referrals. And I don't think you'll find anyone who'll argue against that. Other stories inside the papers. The Irish Independent says the COVID tracker app's battery problem has been fixed. This is after thousands of Irish smartphone users who saw their batteries drain unusually quickly after downloading the COVID tracker app have been promised the issue has been resolved. And that story covered in News Talk Breakfast yesterday. The Irish Times says clamping of vehicles belonging to hospital staff working in Dublin City will resume at the end of the month. Dublin City Council Chief Executive Owen Keegan has said, since March, hospital workers have been exempt from paying parking charges when they use on-street parking in the vicinity of a hospital or health centre. A staff who display a copy of an ID card or a note on hospital or GP practice letterhead paper would not be clamped during the pandemic. However, Mr Keegan wrote to councillors and said, with regret, the measure would be discontinued. Also in the back of the Irish Examiner, an Irish startup has claimed its app can help households reduce annual single plastic usage by up to 30 kilos a year. The app apparently is similar in usage to popular health and fitness apps such as MyFitnessPal and Calorie Counter, which monitor food intake and movement. Users input a target, attempt to swap single-use plastic every day for more sustainable methods, and calculate at the end of the month to see if they have reduced by 1 kilo. In the Irish Times, bus drivers protest against lack of toilet facilities. Bus drivers have claimed that COVID-19 restrictions have left them without toilet facilities on their routes. They said they're having to return to depots to use toilet facilities, and on occasions has led to delays for passengers and even the cancellation of services. And back to the Irish Independent, something out of a James Bond movie. A Japanese company has announced plans to declutter space with a satellite armed with a high-powered laser. Several proposals have been put forward to remedy the problem of an estimated 900,000 shards of debris measuring slightly less than 3 inches orbiting the planet and posing a hazard to satellites. The plan is the first to suggest using a laser to rid the skies of junk, with the Tokyo-based firm confident it will be able to launch its first commercial debris-destroying vehicle in 2026.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.